Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Views, the podcast where Jason, get off your phone. Jason's on his phone.
I'm doing notes, dog.
What are your notes?
Just to tell you what an asshole you are. That was just all I had written down.
Let's roll the intro. Hey guys, this is the Views Podcast. I'm going to start the story off. I'm going to start the podcast off.
Yeah.
Something that'll get you in the right mood.
Right on.
This is actually going to get you in the wrong mood. I was driving at a meeting this morning.
Yeah.
It was like 11. It was a nice day. I was on Laurel Canyon, cruising through the streets. I see a squirrel.
Oh, no.
Squirrel jumps in front of the car.
Yeah.
And I go, and I have time to think, and I go, please fucking move. I literally say that to myself. I go, please fucking move.
Yeah.
And it moves. Thank the Lord. And then it hops right back under my tire.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. They're like, I'm good. No, I'm going back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I fucking killed it.
Ooh, pop.
I've killed it. I've never killed an animal before, ever in my life, other than like maybe an ant.
Yeah. It's funny because you remind everyone of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Exactly. That's what I thought. And right when I killed the squirrel, I was like, oh, I'm not a serial killer because I'm really sad about
this. Oh, good, good.
And, no, I'm making jokes about it now, but I listened to Billy Joel on the rest of the car ride, like the saddest fucking music I could find because I was so torn. Because all I was thinking about was how like this little squirrel's been in Hollywood for so long. And who knows?
Trying to make it as an actor.
Who knows? Maybe he was probably fucking in Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Probably.
He had to have been one of the voices.
Did background.
And I just fucking, he's been hopping around for at least 2-3 years.
Sure.
He seemed like an adult. And I just fucking squished him. It's so crazy to me that I ended his life right there.
Mm-hmm.
It is insane. I killed a fucking living thing today.
You took him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should have like a little, I don't know, like a ceremony tonight. For
possibly.
Cecil, the squirrel?
His name was Cecil?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever killed an animal?
I mean, no.
I told you about what my grandma did, right?
I killed some ribs last night.
Well, yeah. Is that one of your notes?
No, again, it's just you're an asshole.
I've been with my trainer for a little bit now.
Yeah, what's happening?
I cancel on him too much.
I know. I heard you ducked out after 35 minutes the other day.
I did because
to go, yeah.
Because Zane called me about some bit that he's like, you should really come and shoot this. It's going to be really funny. Just trust me on this. Just trust me. Just come. And I was like, fuck, I can't. I'm with my trainer. And my trainer's like, if you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, fuck, I got to go. So I left. I ducked out 30 minutes into the training session. I was so pissed. But at this point,
What was it?
My trainer's too nice to me.
Oh.
And he lets me like call off.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally call off every fucking day now.
You do?
Yeah, it sucks. I'm like, the only reason I pay my trainer now is so I can tell people I have a trainer and so I can shoot someone a text at 10 in the morning saying, not today. I feel like that's the only reason I have a trainer. I feel so bad. He doesn't care.
He's getting paid.
He still gets paid when I call
off. Sure.
But it's just like, I feel bad for my body.
How about a commitment to it?
I'm trying to. It's just I stay out so late.
Looks like you're the fat one.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, it does hurt when you say it to me, actually.
See, that's how it feels.
That's how you feel?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to stop.
Okay, good.
I'm going to stop.
I went on a field trip on Saturday.
Yeah, you were chaperoning.
Jazz band, 60 kids.
How was that?
It was pretty cool. I was in charge of the extra cello. That was my job.
Joke? Oh, no, you were in charge.
I was in charge of the extra cello.
I thought
cello.
That was so funny. Jason was like Instagram storying himself of being on this. He was a chaperone on this field trip. And like once in a while, he'd get a kid that like recognized him and would freak out. I find that so funny.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because it's like.
Because I'm 45.
Because you're like, these kids like love you. Like they're freaking out. Like some kids are crying meeting you. but you're just a fucking dad who's in charge of the cello. You know what I mean? Like, it's so cool how you could be like this person that someone idolizes, but you're also still like a real person.
I thought something really interesting when I was there, because I was just killing time at Knott's Berry Farm for 4 hours. I was manning the chaperone table in case someone broke their arm. And I went to the bathroom, and the men's room has no line.
Oh, great.
And the women's room is like waiting in to get into Coachella.
Really?
Yeah. And I've, you know, obviously I've seen this a lot in life.
Yeah.
Where the women's room, like, and.
You know what I've noticed?
Go use the men's room.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why not? Or let's set something up where, you know.
Where if women pee faster?
No. If it gets crowded, you keep men out for 5 or 10 minutes and cut that line down.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Strong feminist.
Yeah, I know. It's not in your mouth.
Kick the men out of their bathroom. The women need it more. We were at a party, and Jeff and Zane came up to me because they were talking about Jeff was saying like, oh, David, so many girls want you here. This is like your Oscars, because it was like a YouTuber party.
Right.
And like as he was saying that, a girl walked behind him. And they overheard a conversation between two girls, and one of the girls goes, oh my God, there's David, go talk to him. And another one of the girl, and the other girl responded saying, no, he'll come up to me.
Oh.
Yeah. And Jeff and Zane just fucking blasted into laughter. So funny. I felt so bad. It's always not fun to laugh at people, but that was a fun experience. That's something I didn't put in my vlog. I was going to put it in, but I opted out. And then I was also back to my trainer. I was with him. And he's like, he is great. I got to say, he's great. And he's like super devoted to me. And I remember when we first started training like a month ago or like 2 months ago, he's like, you're going to have a six pack by the fucking summer or I failed you. And that conversation has now changed. Like I actually trained with him 3 days ago and he goes, you're going to have a fucking six pack by New Year's or I failed you. And I don't know. I know next time I see him, it's going to be 2022 is your fucking year.
Yeah.
You're going to have a six pack.
Well,
it's funny how it's changing.
You're committed to your work right now.
It
get
sucks.
It.
I really got to commit to that. I also hate, on the subject of working out, I also hate, you know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate like when I get a Quest bar.
Yeah.
And I eat the Quest bar and it's delicious.
Sure.
And then I read on the Quest bar and it says meal replacement.
Why?
Because I don't want it to replace a meal. I still want to have my fucking meal.
Okay, what's a Quest bar? Like 300 calories?
Yeah, I don't know. But it pisses me off. Why does it say meal? If it said snack replacement, I want it to be a snack.
Yeah.
I don't want it to take up this entire, like, this whole, like, I still want to be able to go to Chick-fil-A and get my nuggets. But when I read meal replacement, I think, oh, I just fucked myself.
It's a lie. It's not a meal replacement. It's not an 800 calories dinner. It's literally, you know,
so
the middle
of
the
day.
Why
don't they just say, here's a little bit
to make you feel that what you're buying is totally worth it.
Oh, but you can get away with it.
So you're paying $3.50 for a candy bar rather than $1.50, and they can sell it as a meal replacement.
You remember when
use your fucking brain, man.
You remember when fast food was cheap?
I do. You went to McDonald's the other day. How much was it? It was like $42.
Yeah, it's expensive.
That was crazy. I thought we could like go to a restaurant.
We ordered a bunch of kids' meals because I was trying to find the Iron Man toy. And none of them fucking had it. And everyone in the car was being a smartass with me and saying that you could just buy the Iron Man toy, but that would be cheating.
Yeah. You were really honorable with that.
That would be privilege.
Your Happy Meal honor.
Buy the fucking Iron Man toy.
Sure.
I'm going to work my way to get it. And I couldn't find it.
I heard something really funny on the bus. Like, overheard this on the bus. It was this kid goes, yo, the only way to be home. He goes, yo, the only way to be not homo is to have a little homo.
Hey, that's pretty true.
I fucking died.
I agree with that.
Yeah. It's funny what comes out of their mouth.
I understand what he's saying. I do too. I think what he means is you have to be open.
Yeah.
Like you have to be, you know, you have to accept all kinds. I don't know. How do I explain it?
Yeah.
Like I'm super like I'll fucking, you know. I'll touch my friend's boobs. I'll fucking cuddle with my guy friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
touching their boobs wouldn't be homo.
No, my
oh, your friend's boobs. Like your boy's boobs.
My boy's boobs.
Oh, yeah,
Scott just has such big pecs that when I touch him, I think they're boobs.
Yeah, I've seen you play with
no,
Scott's
I'm not
boobs.
I'm not talking about my girlfriend's. But I think I could get it, even though it's kind of like...
I think I get it, too. Oh, man. I'll tell you.
Be open-minded, I think, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah. I went to the... I went to Starbucks. I was like really bored. And they're like, you can't leave the chaperone station. And so I was like, I got to get out of here. I gotta go. And I was like, I'm going to get a coffee. Do you want one? I said this to the other.
Yeah.
So I go to Starbucks. I have to go out of the park at Knott's Berry. So I go into Starbucks. I get her a coffee. It takes forever. There's, David, this has never happened to me. I don't know if these, if like 40 10-year-olds recognize me, or maybe one recognized me and they all went nuts.
Sure.
Because 10-year-olds like really young to watch your vlogs.
Yeah.
I walked in and it was like fucking Justin Bieber was there. They were like, oh my God, oh my, I was like, oh my God. I'm trying not to brag, but I just want to tell you this story. So then, I know.
But I also kind of want to brag.
And they were shitting themselves. And I was like, okay. I was like, hey, what's up guys? Nice to see you. And then, you know,
I'm going to get a DM from one of these 10-year-olds at the Starbucks. Hey, so I was at that Starbucks and none of us were excited to see him.
No.
He actually asked if we could take a picture with him.
No. One of the moms goes, thank you so much. You made their day. I don't know who you are, but
yeah.
So okay. Then I get my coffee,
yeah,
and I'm like walking away, and then it's I wanted to be nice and like volunteer for something at the school, but it's fucking not good for me to go to Knott's Berry Farm. It's fucking crazy. So I'm walking with the coffee. I'm trying to get back in. This other kid goes, "Hey, can I get a picture?" And I would never say no to anybody. He walks up, he knocks the mom's coffee out of my hand, and I was just like, "Fuck."
What did you say, actually?
He's like, his friend's like, yo, bro, you got to pay for that. And I was like, no, it's fine. No worries. I just fucking peed in the ass.
And you have to go back?
Yeah, I had to go back and get her coffee. I mean, I hate that. That's why I never ask when I'm getting something. I never ask if somebody wants something, too.
I never did that. Our friend group is so fucking weird about that.
What?
Back home, like.
Oh, you ordered food? You didn't say, tell me? That,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, our friend group does that all the time. So like back, okay, so let me explain this. Our friend group here in LA, if one person is hungry, this is actually our friend group in LA is probably the proper way to do it.
Okay.
Like they're really polite about it. If one person is hungry, they'll go, guys, I'm ordering from here. Does anybody want something?
Yeah.
Which is the nice polite way. But back home where I'm from, you fucking like secretly order food.
Of course.
Don't let anybody know because one, no one can fucking afford to pay for five other people in the room.
Yeah.
And it's just like you just order your food and you fucking eat it, and if someone else is hungry they'll go get their own food. But here in LA it's like if you don't ask the room for food, people will be so. I got Subway the fucking other day. It was like 2 a.m. I didn't even ask because I figured no one wanted Subway at right. 2 a.m. And I don't know who it was, but they were like, "Are you fucking ordered Subway?"
Yeah,
dude, I've been sitting right here. Why didn't you fucking tell me it was coming? And I was like, "Are you being serious?"
Yeah,
it's the polite thing to do to ask everybody in the room, but I'm so new to it.
You're also then you have to pay for everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You feel bad like being like, "Okay, Venmo me."
Yeah,
you don't even want to go through that.
Yeah,
yeah, it sucks, and then a lot of people won't pay.
Yeah.
A lot of people just
that
won't.
Blows my mind. We'll go out to dinner.
You're really good about that.
I'm so
you'll
good
Venmo
about
me so much. Probably because you have money in your account because people pay.
Yeah, but
Venmo.
We'll go out to dinner and like there'll be like five of us and the bill will be like $100 and one person will be like, I'll grab the bill, just Venmo me.
Right.
And we'll leave the dinner and they'll have like $27 in their Venmo. Like yeah, no one will pay.
No
them.
One understands tax and tip.
Yeah, no one gets that.
No one gets it. No one understands a $100 bill is a $20 tip.
It's the worst.
Plus tax.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, 8.25% here in the state of California.
Thank you for saying that and making that clear.
Remember that. Hey, David was talking about marrying my mom today, which really upset me.
It didn't upset you. It made you happy. You literally said it's going to make you happy.
I don't know how to play these things when I'm with you. Yeah, I mean.
First of all, Jason said that his mom said that I was one of her crushes.
For her 75th birthday, they had a little questionnaire for her to fill out, and under celebrity crush, she put David Dobrik.
Great.
Which was weird.
Which then led me to going, hey, Jason, it's Mother's Day.
That means you've bumped George Clooney.
Wow.
I just want to let you know that.
That's badass. And then I told Jason, it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up, so I figured that I would give back to, you know, the mothers in my life, whether it's mine or someone else's, and I will go and hook up with your mother. And Jason said, okay, if you want to do that, you can.
Yeah.
And then that led to, hold on, your mom is single, not only could I hook up with her, but I could probably marry her and become Jason's new dad.
And tell me what to do.
And tell Jason what to do, which is fucking genius. I don't know why I just got this idea. I'm going to be Jason's new stepdad. And only why I love it so much is because we go out to so many places and everyone always is always asking if I'm his son. And I really just want to be able to go like, oh, no, he's my son. That's gonna be fucking incredible. Yeah. And you gave my blessing to marry your mother.
Yeah, just do it, man. Where are you guys gonna get married?
Well, honestly, what would happen is we would just do it in private.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't even be invited.
I'd show you the certificate. I'd get your reaction to us being married, and then we'd have a proper wedding in like Hawaii. And this is a two in motherfucking one because then I would get my green card. And guess who's not motherfucking illegal anymore? This guy. Because he is your dad.
So what happens with my mom? I guess, yeah, once you get the green card, you're good, like,
I'm
right?
Good. Yeah. Oh. I had a visit with my lawyer yesterday.
Yeah.
And my manager came. Natalie came. And my business manager came.
Yeah.
So it was four people in the meeting, including me. And they were just like, okay, tell us this straight because we don't fucking believe you. Is there anything David can do? Like, let's say David has a $2 million job in Europe.
Yeah.
He needs to go. Can he pay some of that money to the government? And he's like, there is absolutely nothing David can do to become legal in this country except get married. That's the only thing I can do. There is nothing I can do.
Wow.
Not a single thing I can do.
If only there was a girl that would be willing to marry you.
And who happens to be 70 fucking
My six. DMs go like this. That's all my DMs, by the way. Can you show David this video? Can David come to my graduation?
I don't want to marry anybody if it's not legit.
Okay.
Even if it's just for a green card.
Okay, be stupid. Cool. We'll keep going to Chicago to vlog your friends.
Yeah.
When we can go to Amsterdam, we can go to Italy, we can go to Australia, we can go to Russia, we can go to your home country. Figure this shit out, David.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Running out of fucking content ideas in the United States.
We should really leave the States.
Do it. Figure it out.
You can also probably, if they sneak coke into the United States so easily, I'm sure you can sneak me in and out. Like, think about it.
You could go in someone's asshole.
Yeah, probably yours.
You could go in my asshole.
No, genuinely, I feel like that would be so simple to do. I don't know. Sneak me in and out of the country. But regardless, I don't know. I want to do it the proper way. If I'm going to get married, I want the person to be like the person to marry. I don't know. Call me old fashioned.
Why do guys get married five times? Do you understand that? I've known so many men who are like 60, 70, and they don't get it right the first time.
Well, because I'm one of those guys. If I was to, if my marriages didn't work out, I'd never give up on the idea of marriage. I'd always keep getting married.
But if it didn't work out.
Okay, so like.
Why didn't Dave? Okay, if you didn't get it right the first, second, and third time.
Here's an example. If I got married once, right? I'm going to marry this girl because I love her. That doesn't end well. We have to get a divorce. If I'm going to marry someone, I'm going to fucking marry him to be with him forever.
Yeah, pineapple.
But, yeah, your stomach's been out. But if that doesn't go well, then if I find another person that I feel like is the one, I want to give her the same treatment, the same commitment as any other person and marry them. You know what I mean? I don't want to like give up on
That's
it.
That's nice.
I don't want to give up and be like, no, fuck it. It didn't work with these people and I know you're no different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like every person deserves that chance. So I don't want to, yeah.
It's like your vlogs when you give away money to 400 kids and one person gets it.
Yeah, I guess. Someone was like, we went to, I went to college and I gave away $20,000 to a random person in the crowd and I got a DM and someone was like, why didn't you just split the fucking money up? It would have been such a cooler video. And I did the math and it was like $45 a kid. It's like giving $45 to students.
A big thing at the on the field trip was OTB.
What's OTB?
OTB is on the bus.
Oh,
which is like the teacher would get up. He's like, the teacher would get up there and he was a really cool guy. He's like, first of all, a teacher that dedicates his life to teaching jazz in the public schools, like, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Probably doesn't get paid a lot. And he is so passionate about jazz.
Teachers are
which
so
is a dying fucking art, yeah, a dying
but
genre.
But teachers
of music.
Are so passionate about, like, I don't. Are you saying you feel bad for him?
I don't feel bad for him. I'm just amazed with him. Like, I understand when people are like, teachers are heroes. You know, like, teachers are.
No, I totally get it. When you're a teacher, you do it because you love it. And it doesn't. Fucking teachers can get paid nothing, which they do. and they'll just right. do it because they love it.
And he would get up on the bus and he'd go, okay, shh. He just shushed them a lot. And then he goes, I want to remind you guys that when we go in there, there's an award. There's a spirit award that I have never won. Shh. And I'd really like to win it this year. Shh. And he goes, remember, shh, OTB, which means on the bus, which means if you're going to talk smack, shh, do it on the bus. And so the kids would be in there and they literally would start talking smack and someone would go, OTB.
Oh, like you can only do it on the bus.
Yeah, on the bus. Wow. And then they were like, it also means off the bus, like that.
That's the kid that's going to go far. The kid that found out it's off the bus. Guys, have you ever wanted to make a website of your own? Well, you can because it's super simple with Squarespace.com, especially when you do Squarespace.com/views because you get a free trial when you're ready to launch. Use the offer code VIEWS to save 10% off your first purchase.
I'm just working on a website.
Domain.
I'm working on a website over here right now.
Really?
Yeah. It's marrydavidforagreencard.com. Please use Squarespace.
Please use Squarespace. You could turn a cool idea into a new website, showcase your work, blog, or publish content. It's an easy place to create a website, whatever you want. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. There's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Free and secure hosting. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, which is great in this new era of cell phones we live in. A new way to buy domains and choose from over 200 extensions. We're encouraging folks to make it. Make it yourself. Easily create a website by yourself. Make it stand out. Stand out with a beautiful website. Guys, head to squarespace.com/views for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code VIEWS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
David called his mom a couple days ago, and he was trying to clarify how to say penis and vagina in Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, because my mom, my grandma, my friends didn't believe me that in Slovak and in Hungarian, a way to refer to the kids is by calling them, like my uncle and my grandma would call me penis. Yeah. And then my grandma, it's so weird now being in America, and my grandma would call my siblings vagina. But the way it comes off, it's like calling someone pussy in like a really cute way. Come here, pussy. It's like that. And I know it sounds weird, but in a different language.
Pussy. But that's like pussy cat.
So my grandma would call my sisters punyu. And that means vagina.
Oh my god! No, it's a punyu.
Punyu.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, punuka. I wrote it down. Isn't it punuka?
I don't know. Punyu. She'd always say punyu, and it was so weird. This is a little TMI, but my grandma was like, I guess it must have been like a weird like European thing. But my grandma would always talk about how much she loved me.
Yeah.
And like not weird at all, but she'd be like, "I love you so much, I drink your pee." but it wasn't like gross as like how I'm describing it now. It was more endearing. Like it was like, wow, she'd really do that for me. And my girl.
My grandma, she would have me take a shit in the living room. And it sounds weird to not go in the bathroom.
But when you saw her rolling around in it, you understood.
And then David called his mom to clarify.
Yeah.
She was like,
because no one believed me. And then I brought it up and she started laughing. And she's like, no, don't bring that up on your podcast.
No, please. She laughs at everything you say.
Huh?
She laughs at everything you say.
Well, because we call her about like some really abstract things. But that is myth confirmed in Slovakia.
Little update from last week's conversation. We were trying to figure out what superhero David is. I got a lot of DMs saying that you were Iron Man.
Thank you.
Just want to let you know.
First of all, I was so confused about how you were disagreeing with that.
You're not Iron Man at all.
That's so weird. Joe, you'd consider me Iron Man. Ant-Man?
Yeah, you could play.
Yeah, when he's like huge.
No, you could play Ant-Man because you're funny. Like Paul Rudd is funny.
Sure.
That's the whole bit with Ant-Man. Iron Man? No, dude, you don't have it. But we did figure out that
I
David.
I have Iron Man.
Jeff could be No, Jeff's like Captain America.
Yeah, Jeff's Captain America. That one's so fucking easy.
Iron Man did go to jail.
Okay, go. What am I?
Steve Rogers.
I'm Captain America.
Yeah, because like you haven't experienced life at all, and everything's so new to you. Like we went to Starbucks, and you were like, "Oh my God, coffee, a frappuccino." We didn't have this in the 40s.
Yeah, I tried Starbucks for the first time, and I ordered a medium, and everyone fucking gave me shit for it because apparently it's a grande. What is it?
Yeah, it's okay. You can say medium at Starbucks, but oh, okay. I mean, yeah, someone did give you shit for it. I'm okay with that.
You went into Starbucks the other day, and what happened? There was a guy ordering. What was it?
This guy, he's in front of me, and I guess his name is Mitch.
Yeah.
And but the woman behind the counter, she goes, "I'll get that right out for you, bitch." But I thought she said bitch.
Yeah.
So then his drink came out, and I looked at the drink, and it said Mitch, and I was like, ah. And then I talked to him. Sometimes I'm just in like a goofy mood where I just don't give a fuck. And I was like, bro, I was like, your name's Mitch. But I thought she called you bitch, and he goes, happens a lot.
I was waiting for Jason in the car while he was getting that Starbucks, and I could see him laughing. And I was like, kind of like, should I go in there and film this? What is this?
And then I was baiting you. I was hoping you would come in.
You were baiting me. I could tell because you were laughing in my direction.
Yeah, I was baiting you.
So I was like, he wants me to come in. There's something funny going on. And then he told me this. It was funny, but it wasn't that funny. It was hard to capture.
You never know. I'm so glad David now is
a Starbucks fan.
Pro Starbucks, which is going to change everything for the summer.
We'll see.
And the thing is, it's like a coffee will pick me up. You know, when you're like, Jason's dead. He's like, you're so tired. And a coffee will change my mood.
Well,
but you would never go.
I hope it changes my mood because it's going to be a long summer. And speaking of long summers, this next segment is called Joe's Teeny Weenie Podcast. It's where we give our friend Joe, who's our editor, 25 seconds to say whatever he wants in return for editing our podcast. And we're live in 3, 2.
Joe's Teeny Weenie Podcast. Joe.
What's up, weenies? It's your boy Joe. And, you know, I'm a little on the fence today. I've been making half decisions, if you know what I'm saying. I didn't really prepare a joke, so I'm going to use my rollover option and cut the podcast this week short and do an extended one next week. If you guys can just hold my cock real quick. I'm going to go. I still got 4 seconds next week. Bye.
Okay, guys. For everyone listening, he said a couple jokes in there that probably weren't funny at all. That's his actual time. But that's because they were all sight gags. So like he makes these jokes to us on the podcast,
yeah,
but no one can see it, so it just sounds like he's talking a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah,
Joe has half of his face shaved right now.
Yeah, you definitely want to go.
And then when he said grab my cock, he was referring to a birdie he gave us that's also referred to as a cock.
This is great because this is Phil the Minute. You just explaining,
yeah,
what just happened with Joe.
Joe's Teeny Weenie Podcast is turning into the Joe's Extra Long Explanation of What He's Trying to Do Podcast. He won't be back next week. I had a little accident the other day with my Ferrari.
Oh yeah, I heard. What happened?
I took it to One Oak. I was very excited because I've never been to One Oak, and I always talk about it. It's a nightclub. I don't care for nightclubs, but there's something about One Oak that's been wanting me to go there. Like, I really want to go there.
Just the name sounds cool.
So someone was like, let's go to One Oak. And I was like, fuck yes. It was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Everything was going my way. I'm like, I'm ready to go. And we drive by the front. And I know the front, the valet costs so much. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to park in the back.
Yeah.
Like, I have a Ferrari, but I still want to, you know, I want to keep the money that I earn. I don't want to waste it.
Why aren't you valeting the Ferrari?
So hold on. Just listen. So I go.
That's the right car, because with that car, you can say the great words that I've always wanted to say. Or the valet will say the best words to you. Those three words. Keep it close. And then you go, yeah, keep it close. That's my favorite. Whenever I see a guy in a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, they always say that. Let me keep it nearby. And the guy goes, yeah, please. Oh, it's so cool.
Well, okay, I didn't. And
cheap? Little Slovak.
I went to the back.
Yeah.
And I pull up in the back and I'm like, fuck, there's a parking lot attendant here too, so it's going to cost a lot. And he goes, $100. It was self-park, $100.
At One Oak?
At One Oak.
On Sunset?
Yeah.
Why?
On a Monday night or some shit. I don't know. Or Sunday night. I don't know. Monday night. It was like a lame night. No one was there.
And if you had come up in a Volvo, it would have been 10.
It would have been $10.
Wow.
And I was like, I literally was like, no. I was like, I'm not paying $100 to park. Like, this isn't even valet. I'm in the back. I'm in an alley right now. You're not going to charge me $100 for this parking spot.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm leaving. And then Stas runs up and she's like, no, you're not going to argue about $100. She's like, let me talk to him. So she got it down to 60 after some master negotiating. So I'm like, fuck it. Here, $60. Yeah. I want to enjoy my night. It's One Oak. I'm going inside.
Yeah.
So I gave him $60, which is ridiculous to park. Yeah. That's a flight to Alabama if I wanted to. Like, now I can't see Alabama.
Yeah, where are you? Dubai?
Exactly. So I park. I'm parking. He doesn't even take my car. He makes me self-park, which is ridiculous. For $60, you should be lifting the car on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And I'm parking. I pull it back into a spot, and I'm getting out of the car. And I go, okay, thank you. Do you want the keys or not? He's like, no. Pull back more. Pull back more. And I'm like, fuck. Okay, I'll pull back more. And he goes, keep going. And then poof, I hit the back end of my car.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was like... I wasn't mad because I don't get like mad in public because I'm just like, but I was fucking fuming inside. I was so angry.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened? And he's like, it's nothing. It's just a muffler. And I go out and check and my entire like bottom end is just fucking destroyed. And I got,
is it underneath so you can't see it?
No, you could see it because it sticks out. And I got a quote for it and it'll be $7,000 to $10,000 to replace.
Just that bumper.
Yeah.
Alone.
That fucking parking spot cost me $7,000 to $10,000.
Hang on. Insurance?
No, I don't, because I would never pay for, I never pay for it with my insurance. I don't want it on my Carfax. Well, now I guess everybody knows because I just told them I crashed my Ferrari. but yeah, and then I went, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm still gonna have a good night even after I crashed it.
Yeah.
And then I went up to the One Oak door, and one of the cops there was like, hey, this guy's a camera. That's not cool, right? And I know it's not cool to have
a cop.
Yeah, a cop, a guy who didn't even work there, and it's like. And
what's he doing?
He said it a lot more assholish than I just said it. And I just got so like angry. I was like, okay, like you can tell me to not bring in my camera. I don't own this place. Like it's your rules. But like don't be an asshole to me about it. Just be like, hey man, I don't think we can have cameras in here.
You said this to a cop?
No, I didn't. I'm angry, but I never show that I just keep quiet.
Why is a cop deciding who can go into One Oak and what they can bring in? Why isn't he solving
like,
a crime?
And he was like, you can't bring that fucking camera in here. And I was like, I got so like thrown off. I just turned around and I left. I didn't even say goodbye to my friends. I'm like, there's something telling me not to walk into this fucking club right now.
And you heard a tidal wave hit One Oak the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tsunami
it was.
Crashed into One Oak. Yeah, so I left. I don't know. That was a pretty shitty night.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, well, whatever. Who cares? It's not a big deal. No one got hurt.
Crashed your Ferrari. You've had it a month.
It's so interesting.
But of course you did.
Yeah.
It always happens. If I have like a jacket that I really like.
It always happens right away.
I'll lose it.
It happens right away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a couple years down. It's like right away.
Mm.
So wait, one more story about my Ferrari I have.
Yeah.
I was picking up my mom from the airport.
Oh, yeah.
She was visiting.
Your mom's here.
My mom's here, yeah. She was visiting. And so I was going to take the Ferrari because she told me she didn't have like a lot of bags. So I was like, that'll be fun. I don't think she's ever driven in one. So I pull up and there's no way to like not look like a douche. Pulling up in a Ferrari
at the airport
where like 50 people are waiting to like get picked up by like a cab or an Uber.
Yeah.
I feel like such an asshole.
Or the shuttle.
Yeah, or the shuttle. Like I just felt like the biggest douche. And I get out to like hug my mom and help her with the bags and put them in the car.
Yeah.
And a $20 bill falls out of my pocket like on the floor. And I'm walking back to my car. I don't even notice it. And a woman goes, excuse me, sir, you dropped some money. And I go, oh, okay, sorry. And I pick it up and I'm going back and she's like, sir, there's more falling out of your pocket. And there was three 20s that fell right out of my pocket after I picked up the first one. I looked like the biggest fucking douche in the world. I didn't even know what to say. I was just like, I just went to Vegas. I fucking freaked. I felt so.
It's almost like you were doing it on purpose to be like, hey.
Literally, I felt like such an ass.
People aren't giving me enough attention with the Ferrari. Let me throw some money on the curb.
I felt like I was filming a YouTube skit.
Yes. Like, yeah.
Trying to get people's reaction.
Boom, man.
Yeah. And then I gave my mom a ride in it. Oh my God. She was crying the entire time.
She was?
Yeah. She hated it.
Oh, I bet she was crying from joy. Like, you own a Ferrari, David.
Oh, no.
How proud
no.
I am of you.
No, she thinks I'm going to die in it.
Because you were going fast.
She doesn't like it, yeah.
You were giving her the David ride.
She's not a big fan, yeah. But, I mean, it's not for everybody.
Well, it's pretty nice. I'm not sure.
My mom was telling me she was at the dentist the other day, and she was letting my sister use her phone, like, to play music. And I think my sister unplugged her headphones to give it back to my mom.
Yeah.
So, like, the phone was on full blast. And my mom put the phone down in the waiting room. It was a full waiting room. And out of nowhere, it started playing. And it started playing our podcast. And the first line was, yeah, I used to masturbate with my friends. And it was me talking about masturbation. And my mom really got really freaked out. And my sister started recording her because she was so embarrassed in front of everybody in the waiting room. I think that's really funny. It's so weird to see my mom here.
Why?
It's like watching like a crossover of a TV show. It's so weird to mix like my old like town with like LA. Like it's
with
like,
this life.
Yeah, it's like every time I see my hometown friends and I see you, like if I see you talk to my hometown friends, not really anymore, right. But like the first time I was like, wow, this is fucking bizarre.
That blows your mind.
Like have you ever, I mean you definitely have because you're 89. Have you ever introduced
87.
Like, have you ever introduced like an old friend to a new friend?
All the time. I know exactly what you're talking
Isn't
about.
Isn't that crazy?
Like when I moved to New York, my high school friends would come and like, hang out. Like when I worked at Saturday Night Live, like, yeah, come on in. I can get you in.
Yeah.
And then to watch people cross paths. And
it's so and weird.
With their like thick Boston accent like, and like the refined New York
people. It's literally like I'm comparing everything to my life to the Avengers. But it's literally like Iron Man and Captain America and all these separate movies coming into one. Yeah. It's like all these different storylines that you have. Like, sure. This is my New York life. This is my LA life. And then all mixing
Your
together.
Your mom's a lot like Gamora.
Yeah, my mom is like, oh, guys, I just found out my future daughter's name yesterday.
Yeah, you picked it out.
That was exciting. Her name's going to be Denora.
Yeah, I told Charlie that.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She was like, he's naming her after Denora? And I'm like, no, he
Not
just
after
likes
her.
The name.
Yeah, Charlie Denora. Has a friend named Denora. And I really love the name.
Yeah.
And her nickname is Dino Nuggets.
Dino Nuggets,
which I also asked Jason if I can steal, because I want to nickname my child that, Dino Nuggets.
Yeah, maybe she is.
And Jason said that'll be okay, because when I have kids, the real Dino Nuggets will probably be 20 and no longer go by Dino Nuggets. So I'll, or maybe she will. But yeah, so it's going to be Denora Dobrik. I think that's pretty cute. Or it's ugly.
Why?
Denora. What's I don't know.
It is a little obtuse.
It's a little aggressive. It's almost like, I don't know. I don't
call
want
to, her Dina.
I don't want, oh, Dina.
Dina Dobrik. Sounds like a porn star, but.
It does sound like a porn star. Well, knowing my kids, I know they're going to be
the
exciting.
Amount of time you'll spend with them. You let loose the other day in Vegas. You had a couple of sips of my fruity drink.
I had a
and
little
And David
bit
was
of
a little drunk.
I have a little bit of a margarita.
Yeah.
I was fucking feeling it.
I was feeling it too. We went to
I think it was all placebo because I took a couple sips. There's no way I was actually drunk, but I like loosened up just by knowing that I just had alcohol.
I don't know. I felt really good and I only had a couple sips. I think they're like 180 proof, those drinks.
Yeah. It was my first time I remember. I was kind of tipsy. I remember pointing to a place that said margaritas. It said margaritas. And I'm like, oh my God, is that a margarita stand? And Jason goes, yeah. That's fucking exactly what it is. It says margaritas. So Vegas was fun. But we were going to a party in Vegas, and the security was fucking crazy. You remember that?
Yeah.
They confiscated everything.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't bring my Nicorette in.
They confiscated gum. They confiscated Juul pods.
We had just gone to It's Sugar too.
They confiscated chapstick.
Yeah.
From my publicist.
Perfume they
and
took.
And perfume.
Yeah.
They took. And then when you got inside, they resold you all those things. So a pack of gum was $20.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
You're
it was.
Exaggerating.
Yes, it was.
$20 for a pack of gum.
A Juul pod was $20 as well.
And it was $100 to park your car at One Oak. I don't believe you now.
No, I'm being serious.
You are.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know what? And,
it's
and bad then they confiscated there. Our Molly too, which was crazy.
That was bullshit. I tried swallowing it as much as I can. Could only get 10 pills down.
So then I, as the oldest in the group, just felt like I should be the one that would take everything and check it in.
Yeah, so Jason went to check in. We lost him for a good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So when Jason's by himself, he gets lost. Especially losing Jason in Vegas. Once you lose Jason in Vegas, it's funny because I'll be like, Jason, where are you? And he'll send me a picture of him sitting in a random corner. He'll be like, so this is what I'm looking at. And it'll just be like a party. Like, I'll see the couch on the side, on the bottom side, so I know he's sitting down. I know he's just, like, on his phone somewhere playing this pool game that he plays with his son.
Pool King.
Pool King.
Which, when it's written out, looks like Poo King.
Yep.
Could be a good game.
Could be.
If we wanted.
Pool King. Jonah told me the other day, he told me a fun fact. He's like, someone There's someone in the world right now that took the biggest shit, and they have no idea that, that they're the ones that just took the biggest shit.
Yeah, this is a guy who screamed into a pot yesterday, covered it, and hoped that it would scream back.
Yeah, Jonah thought that if he screams into a pot and he puts the lid on, that if he takes the lid off in 10 seconds, he'll hear his echo in the pot, which is ridiculous. And he tried it a couple times, and then his brother took it. And then I went to the living room, and I was like, can you guys believe this fucking idiot? We were just trying the pot thing. And his sister goes, oh, yeah, it doesn't work.
We tried it. It doesn't work.
And I go, are you fucking tried it too? The entire family tried the pot thing. But, I mean.
Yeah, they had the office on, and he tried to jump into the TV, into the scene.
Okay, he didn't do that. That is something he would do.
That's a little much.
Guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. This has been The Views Podcast.
Yeah, come see me in New York on May 18th. Come see me in San Francisco on June 8th.
Okay.
Chicago, June 9th.
And
Boston, June 15th.
Well, look, Jason finally speaks. Kept quiet the entire time. And then when he has a self-promo, he fucking spits it out.
Somebody was talking a lot. Not me. I was just sitting here watching you. You were on fire.
I'm also going to be in New York.
Yes, for your pop-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the same time you are?
I conveniently planned it. Looks like you're going to a show. Looks like you're leaving.
Wait,
your pop-up.
What day's your show?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, if you can't make it, that's fine. I mean, I don't care.
Fuck, I'll make it.
You don't have to.
Did you do it just so you can stand outside of my pop-up in New York and direct all the sales to you?
Yeah, I'm going
to
have one of those spinning signs that I throw up
come
in the air.
See my show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's better than me not being
there. Yeah, so I'm going to have a pop-up. There's going to be merch. I'm not confirming whether I'm coming or not, but I'll probably be there.
Where is the pop-up going to be?
It's at 368. It's at Casey Neistat's studio.
Oh, fantastic.
What day is it?
Saturday and Sunday.
What day?
It's the 18th and 19th.
Whatever Saturday and Sunday is next week. So come see us there. Buy some merch. Have fun. New York. It's in New York. So see us in New York.
Well, let me get that right.
Why? Who cares?
Yeah, it's Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th.
Okay. We'll see you guys later. This has been a Views Podcast. My name is Jeff. We'll see you guys later. Bye.